Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for watching today. For those of you in the US, happy Thanksgiving. For those of you in Canada, I know it's a couple of weeks late, but happy Thanksgiving for you guys too. Today, the topic of conversation is believing in yourself, which sounds a bit woo-woo, like Steve did one the other day, which was around love yourself. But you know that we always want to bring things down to being very practical. What's it like to be a practical man nowadays when we're talking about subjects like believing in yourself and loving yourself and being confident and being deliberate and being pleased with how you show up in the world and all of those kinds of things? So actually, this is a little introduction, and after this there's going to be an excerpt from last night's roundtable call. The roundtable is our group coaching and our community of men who are working on this stuff, working on who they are, what they want from life, and getting more confident and deliberate about creating that. So I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you at the end.
So Dan, our topic, believing in yourself, right? Believing in yourself. This is really good for the holidays because the roller coaster of male mood, the roller coaster of male mojo, the roller coaster of testosterone, the well-being hormone for all of us, we can get to a point to where we don't believe anymore. We don't believe that things are going the way they should. We don't believe in our own sense of worth and value. We don't believe we know what we're doing. We don't believe others get us. We lose a sense of belief. This is not going to be a religious sermon because I'm not a religious guy, but I sure have come to know the power of spiritual thinking. And that if you don't have a belief in something, if you don't understand the origins of faith in your own sense of inner security and inner peace, then you will kind of be a flag in the wind. You will be flapping to everybody else's interpretation of you, and you'll be living in reaction. So the foundation of mojo, or that word confidence, which is such a difficult word because it means so much, the foundation of mojo and confidence really is a self-belief of worthiness and well-being. Even on a down day, on a dark, rainy day, you understand that that's part of it. So we want to talk about how to improve your sense of belief in yourself and about yourself, about what you stand for, even in the face of circumstances that are trying to convince you otherwise. And we're going to ask for guys who think they have found some tips and tools and tricks so far, because some guys on this group have been here for quite a while. So if you're one of those guys and you have a hack that you've figured out when you've crossed the bridge from feeling unworthy and miserable to having a sense of faith and belief about yourself, we'd love to hear a bit of your story so other guys can hear how your transformation happened from that before and after. So think about it for those guys who feel like you want to share stuff here. What else on that topic, Dan, before we go to the four guys?
Well, I think, you know, it definitely ties into worthiness and confidence, but obviously confidence we always talk about as a result rather than just a thing you can turn on and off. I always end up having conversations with guys around failure and around, you know, mistakes and how they got through those periods in life to where they are now. And did they just give up, you know, tail between their legs and go home and, you know, just fail completely and never try again? And inevitably, they didn't. They found the way to move forward through something. And so, yes, you're in a place of pain and suffering often when we first start talking to guys when they just join right now. But when you start looking at all of those times when you were in a place of pain and suffering in a different way in the past and recognize, oh, I didn't give up. I didn't fall over. You know, I didn't fail completely at that point. I found a way. And oftentimes I found a way without really knowing what that way was going to be. You know, like I tried something new that I'd never tried before. How did you know that was going to work? Well, I didn't. So I think the fundamental there is we all have this belief in ourselves, this belief in our ability to overcome and to learn and grow and, you know, develop, evolve into whatever we need to be. I know, but Barbara DeAngelis, that we use her book, Confidence Finding and Finding It and Living It, in our coaching program, she talks about confidence being something that is within you, not something that's found from outside you. And when you understand that confidence comes from within you, from who you are, then nobody can take it away from you. So that belief in yourself, if you think it can be taken away by somebody making a decision, then you're not, your belief is based on somebody else, not on yourself.
So I'll start off with the belief. There's this one thing that happens. It's called the imposter syndrome. Early in our life as boys, like if we're going out for sports or something like that, we have doubt. We want to be picked first. Who the hell am I to be a soccer player? Who the hell am I to be a football player? Then we go to school and then we try to get a job. Who the hell am I to work here? There's that voice that says, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I? And sometimes talking to a big burly guy today, CEO of a big company back east, and he has this, who the hell am I to ask my wife for sex? Right? Who the hell am I? By all accounts, he's a man's man's man, right? He's got the world by the balls, except for what we talked about. Walk in the door and you get that eyebrow of disrespect, and all of a sudden you crumble and you don't believe in your own worthiness, your own value. And how do you go from who the hell am I to, if not me, then who? Who else besides me is better or has more reason to believe that they're worthy? And so the process to getting there is really uncovering the deeper wounds, the deeper shame behind the question that if I'm unhappy or if she's unhappy or if this isn't going the way I want, there must be something wrong with me. There's a big difference between being a man who's made some mistakes and has failed a few times and a man who is a failure or who is a mistake. That's the difference between feeling guilty about not being everything you wanted to be, having regrets, and just kicking yourself in the ass for not measuring up to your own standards. Difference between that and going through a day thinking like, I must be an entire worthless fuck up. My life sucks. She doesn't like me. Nobody respects me. And so the second part is shameful thinking, and it's toxic. One reason we do coaching and we're not therapists is because we don't dive into your childhood, but we do like a hold a mirror up in front of you to let you know that if you have talk in your head that says, I'm toxic, I'm a failure, I don't deserve this, who the hell am I? I'll just mess it up anyway. I might as well quit. You know, it's bullshit. It's some people might say it's victim talking, but I don't want to call it victim talking. I just want to call it untrue. It's not even true. So part of belief and part of faith is knowing what you believe in. In anything you believe in, you have to articulate and declare what it is you believe about yourself. On any day of the week, when you wake up and get out of bed to take the first morning pee, what do you believe about yourself? What you're meant to be? Who you're supposed to be that day? Who do you serve? Who do you love? And how do you love? If you don't have some principles around that, it's very hard to believe in yourself and in your worthiness, because the first thing you do, and a lot of us do it, we'll open up a phone. We'll see who liked our Facebook post. We'll see if she wants a morning kiss. We'll see if she returns a hug or a kiss goodbye. And we start using the external measures to tell us whether we're good or not. And that's why we get together here, so we can say this shit out loud to each other and go, oh man, what bullshit that is. It's just not true. It's not true you need any of that stuff to feel or believe in yourself. Dan.
So I think right at the end, you touched on what I wanted to talk about, which was kind of intention. There's an old saying that says intention is the source of all creation. And I think it's in these kinds of situations where we get to this place and there's disconnection and, you know, we've got to a point of pain in an area of our life, maybe all areas of our life, but generally an area of our life. It's that slow creeping change that you don't notice, right? That seeping away of self-confidence and self-belief that you don't notice, because it happens drip, 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 just over time. And then suddenly you're like, what the? I have a great career. I know I can lead people in all sorts of different situations. And yet here in this one situation, somehow, some way, I have given away all of that confidence, belief, power, whatever you want to call it. So then we start talking about, okay, well, what intention have you got? And in particular, what intention have you got for who you are? Because again, when we're talking about belief in yourself, it's all about who you are, not about what you've achieved, not about where you've got to in life. It's all about who you are. And you only get to experience that day to day, moment to moment, how you're showing up, you know, how you choose to be deliberate in what you do and how you move through the world. And that's all about who you are. So what's the intention of who you are? I think most of us haven't even necessarily thought about that. Or, Don, you reminded me when you were talking about, you know, so many days to retirement. You know, you can get to that place in a work environment where, you know, you've kind of reached everything you can possibly reach in that particular situation. And now you're coming to either a plateau or maybe there's an end in sight. And I think a lot of the time what we do is we end up looking, you know, to other people or to our relationship to start bringing some of that excitement and fulfillment. And really what we should be doing is going, okay, well, what now? You know, what's my next project? What's my next, what am I here for? What's the intention of who I am now for the next 10, 20, 30 years?
The man with the plan, the last thing you said, having an intention, setting a GPS coordinates, whatever metaphor you want to use. When we talk about the island analogy, going from shithole island to pleasure island, you have to know what pleasure island looks like. It's a difference between living a life where you're tired of not getting what you want. So you talk daily about what you don't want, but you have to believe there is a place that's better, a place where there's people who love talking what you like talking about. There's food, there's song, there's conversation, there's sex, there's intimacy, that there is a place you can live your life that exists. You have to believe in that place. Because then when in coaching, we tell you that if you want to get to that island, that's so great, the one with the perfect music and the perfect people, it's not a place you get to. It's a place you have to come from, because that place doesn't exist in reality. It's not a place you land your boat and you get out and go, oh God, I finally found my peeps. You are your peeps. You're with your peeps right now, by the way. We are your peeps. And if you want sex and intimacy and open-heartedness and vulnerability and conversations that go deep and to feel connected, that has to come out of you. It's not a place to search for. And there, that's faithful talking. I mean, I hear myself talking and I'm going, man, I sound like some kind of goofball because it's so spiritual sounding. But that's what it's all about. There's a belief around, if I don't bring it here, I've got one more hour with you guys. If I don't bring what I believe to my voice, to my words, to my energy, to my enthusiasm for what I do, if I don't bring it, I have no right to expect that you give one shit about being in this group. I have to come from there. Dan has to come from there. And that's what we tell all the guys, coaches, but it applies to every man in this room.
Hey, brother, I hope you enjoyed that recording from last night. This is the topic of last night's conversation, like I said, was believing in yourself. Steve and I will start those calls off with a discussion around a particular topic, and then we'll bring everybody else in and have guys asking questions, and we'll coach them around what's really happening for them in their lives. It doesn't have to relate to the topic that we start out with, but so much of what we do always relates to everybody's situation. So if that looks like it would be useful to you, if you're looking for some other men in your life who are going to hold you accountable, and, you know, challenge you and give you different perspectives and work on how you become a more confident, more mature, more deliberate, more enjoyable and happy man in this world, then we'd love to have you with us. Come and join us in the roundtable. I'll put a link in the description below this video, and I hope to see you soon. Take care, brother.